on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the PC Workshop with Martin Howe from IT Know How. And we're going through some of the questions which you've posed through our website, tonefm.co.uk. We've already covered something that was quite basic, but it's one of those questions that people still stumble over, and that's basic attachments to emails. Martin, what's next?
This came in from a lady called Joan. She said, I use my computer 3 times a day. First thing, lunchtime, and then once in the evening when I check my emails and do anything I need to do, like banking. My friend says I am damaging my computer by turning it on and off so much, and I should just leave it on. Is my friend correct? And isn't it expensive to leave it on all day?
That's a very good question, actually. A very good question.
It is a good question. And it's actually not... there is no absolute answer to it. Broadly speaking, and I have to say this is broadly speaking, it's better to leave it on all the time if you're going to keep going back to it during the day. Mm-hmm. Simply because the warming up and cooling down of the computer, you've got all these electronic bits inside it, and these electronic bits warming up and cooling down and warming up and cooling down, there is a potential, and this is why I say there's no absolute answer to this, because there's only a potential for that constant cooling down and warming up and cooling down process to actually cause these parts to break. And if they break, then of course you're looking at changing, you know, you have new parts in your computer and bits replaced and so on, et cetera, et cetera. If, of course, it's left on all the time, there is actually danger of it overheating. Yeah. So you do need to make sure that you've got ventilation for your computer and that it's got, you know, that it is able to stay cool. We came across one lady on one occasion who had her computer in her window, which was south facing,
and had the
sunlight all day. I kid you not, I simply couldn't touch the case. It was
really?
So hot. Yeah,
wow.
It was so hot. And funnily enough, it wasn't running very well. So
we got
it out of the window. But as I say, it was a small, in fairness, it was a small house, semi-detached, and it wouldn't work there.
Now, does she say in this question whether it's a laptop she's got or a desktop?
She's actually talking about a PC.
Because it's okay to switch off the monitor.
What I was going to say, absolutely, yeah. Well, in fairness, if you come on to the cost, the cost to run a computer by the hour is 2p. It's 1.2 pence for the base unit. And 0.8p for the monitor. So you could save yourself 0.8p during the day on the monitor as far as it goes. What I was just going to say was, with regard to Joan's particular set of circumstances, she's created a habit whereby she does things 3 times a day. So she goes and checks 3 times a day, morning, lunchtime and evening. So she's actually created that habit. Now, the thing of it is, you can actually go to the computer any time during the day if it was on. So if there's that moment in the afternoon when you think like, oh, I want to just check whether this shop is going to be open or what time it's going to be open till. I'll check that later. Well, why? If your computer's on, you can just go and check it there and then and get it over and done with. My father, bless him, was somebody who always used to leave, turn his computer on and turn it off again. So he'd sort of say, oh, I want to show you this. So we go and have a look at it, and he'd turn it on, and we wait the 2 or 3 minutes for it all to come up. And then he'd go, right, there you go. And I go, like, right, yeah, right, okay, there we go. And he'd turn it off again. And we wouldn't even be back to the lounge, and he'd go, oh, actually, no, there's something else I wanted to show you.
Is there any truth in the rumour that the powering up of a computer actually uses more electricity than actually leaving it on all the time?
It is, but I can't give you the figures on it. And I have to be quite honest, if we were taking Joan's scenario of turning it on 3 times a day as opposed to leaving it on all day, I absolutely cannot disagree with somebody that would say, well, that's going to be more expensive leaving it on all day than actually just turning it on 3 times and using it for a specific amount of time. As I say, it does come back to, though, it is the most stressful thing. It's like starting a car. It's like starting anything. Mm. The most stressful moment for it is that initial surge as it has to get itself going, and therefore it is slightly more stressful. You did mention laptops then, and I was just going to say laptops lend themselves better to going to sleep. Because they have an onboard battery and things like that, they are much they naturally sleep. And because of the nature of the environment, the fact that they are asleep, there are things still running inside to maintain its state, so that when you come back to it, it's exactly where you left it when you put it to sleep. So, of course, it stays warm. So you don't have these kind of issues that you do with a computer. Okay, why don't you put a computer to sleep? Largely because it doesn't work. We've come across these over the years where people go like, I used to be able to put my old computer to sleep, but this one, it just does blah. And yep, that's because whatever you've got installed or something like that, it doesn't work properly. So, as I say, I would, as I said, it's not an absolute answer, I'm afraid, but I would generally leave it on. My computer stays on all day. Mm. I'm here now, my computer's on at home. It means that if I happen to call in during the day, I haven't got to wait for it to start up, log into it, do what I need to do and everything else. I can just go in, waggle the mouse, off I go. Thank you very much.
I think it's fair to say as well, because of the computer generation that we are now in, computers are now better designed to last, to stay on all the time, aren't
yes,
they, as
yes.
well? So,
yeah, I was going to say, and there is that to it, though.
And the same applies with tablets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all of these things. And, of course, that obviously also lends itself to a different way of computing as well. And some people will actually find now you've got a computer, but you've got a tablet. So you've got the tablet. So, fine, actually, yeah, I'll go with the argument that, well, do I need to keep the computer on if I've got a tablet? Probably not. You can just use the tablet during the course of the day. And then in the evening, when you want to write that letter, you want to send those emails that are longer than just sort of like, you know, a quick sort of like, thanks for the invite, see you Saturday, which you can do on a tablet fairly readily. The long email to your daughter, your son, your mother, your aunt, whoever it might be, that you actually want to type out because it's easier to do it on a keyboard. Yeah, you save that for the evening. So your computer might only go on in the evening then. But this comes back again to the way we now live. You've got this idea. You've got a computer or you've got a tablet. You think you can just live with a tablet. Not really. You still need the two. You still need the two.
Excellent. It's the PC Workshop with Martin Howe. One more little bit coming up, which is all about...
I want a new laptop. How many gigadoodahs do I need for it?